Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless the Lord. God bless you this morning. God bless you. This is Bishop Porter. Praise God. Sitting in. Amen. For Apostle. Amen. Gloria Porter. Amen. Temporarily. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. This morning. Amen. For listening in. We are glad to have you. Amen. On this time to talk about it. Amen. Excuse me. Man, God has been so good. He's been so kind. He's been so merciful. And he's so worthy to be praised. And we just give him praise and we give him glory. And we thank him for another, amen, opportunity, another chance and another time, amen, just to lift up his holy name because he is so worthy to be praised. Am I right? Amen. So God has been so good. God bless you this morning, amen. And as we amen, look at our prayer list this morning, amen. We have, amen, some people that we want to continue to hold up, amen, in prayer, amen. We all know, amen, that prayer is the key, but it's faith that's unlocked the door, praise God. And we just thank God, amen, how God is shortening, praise God, our prayer list, praise God. And we want to continue to pray for Angel Riddick. She's in the hospital with a breathing problem. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you now to stretch out your deliverance hand. We ask you to touch now, and we bless you. We give you praise, and we thank you now, O God, for drying up, amen, the blood clots, and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name, amen. Abigail, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bring little Abigail before you. Praise God. And we thank you for your divine protection. Praise God upon her life. And we thank you now for dispatching an angel, a keeper, oh God, and wrap her in the hollow of your hand and in your arms. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, we have Jeff Rowe Easton. He's in the hospital. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bring Jeffro Easton before you. And Lord, we thank you for touching his body. We speak wholeness. We speak wellness, oh God, to him in the name of Jesus. Also, we have Marshall Henry. He's in the military, and his sister hasn't heard from him since August. And we know, oh God, that God have a way that is mighty sweet. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to stretch out, amen, your hand. Father, you sit high and you look low. You never sleep, nor your slumber. You sees all and you knows all. And Father, we thank you because we know you know the whereabouts of where Marsha Henry, that he will get in contact, praise God, with the military, oh God, or even, oh God, with his, praise God, his sister, praise God, and give her that peace of mind, oh God, to let her know that all is well, and we claim it done by faith of the living God, in Jesus' name. Also, we have Otis Wright III. We pray for his salvation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bring Otis Wright before you, and we thank you, oh God. We know all souls belongs to you. And Lord, we thank you now, oh God, for saving him and sanctifying him and filling him with the precious Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We also have David Dawson Sr. Praise God. He's going into a nursing home in Miami. Praise God. The family live in Georgia. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bring David Dawson before you. And Lord, we ask you now, oh God, to touch him, strengthen him, oh God, in this hour. Father, we even pray, oh God, for his family that lives in Georgia. We ask you to strengthen them and give them comfort and also traveling mercies from Georgia, oh God, to Miami, oh God. And we thank you now for traveling mercies, oh God, going to and fro. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your blood covering, oh God, this whole entire family. In Jesus' name, Amen. We bring Edna Stevens, pro-circulation in her leg. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bring Edna Stevens before you, and we thank you for touching the blood flow, oh God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And we thank you for strengthening, oh God, her legs right now. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. And amen. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. Lord, you have been so good. Oh, God bless you today. God bless you. Amen. Oh, God is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For Apostle this morning. Praise God. Amen. How many enjoyed the broadcast on yesterday? Man, you ought to give us a call. Praise God. Give us a call and let us know, amen, how you are enjoying the broadcast. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And, you know, we just love to hear from you, just see what you think about. It's time to talk about it. Praise God. If you have a question, amen, this is why we are here. Praise God. Have some concerns. Praise God. Amen. And this is what it's all about. Praise God. To call in and let us know, amen, that you're thinking about us. Amen. We are here. Praise God. And we just thank God for you, you, and you. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the book of St. Matthew, chapter 16, and I'm going to share two verses, verse 18 and 19. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Praise God. Notice what Jesus said after Peter identified, amen, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And he said, amen, I say unto thee that thou art Peter. How many know, amen, the Lord know each and every one of us? Amen. Even from the predestiny of the world. Amen. I thank God even before we were born, he knew each and every one of us. And he say, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, he said, I will build my church. It was a question asked one time, what's wrong with the church? Amen. We have a lot of situations, problems, and trouble come up against the church. But I thank God, amen, that the church is not going nowhere. So there's nothing wrong with the church, but it's the people that are inside of the church. Now, I wonder, amen, which side are you leaning on, amen, this morning? Are you on the Lord's side, praise God? You are just a church goer, praise God. But when you identify who Jesus is, praise God, this is what he would do for each and every one of you. He said in verse 19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now, keys, amen, in the Bible represent authority. Amen. When you know who Jesus is, praise God, you have the authority, praise God, amen, to speak things as not as though they were. And you can speak, amen, life on yourself, or you can speak death on yourself. You can speak blessings, or you can speak curses, because death and life lies in the power of our tongue. Am I right? So when you speak the word and you know who Jesus is and you have invited him into your life, praise God, everything, amen, would be all right. Now, He didn't say, amen, that we wouldn't have no trials and tribulation, because Jesus have said in the world we will have trials and tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. The peace I leave unto you, not as the world leave it. So God, amen, has always, amen, been with the church. Praise God. And what church are you talking about, Bishop? I'm talking about, amen, the church inside of us. Praise God. Notice, Jesus was walking, amen, with his disciples, and he stopped and he turned around and he asked them a question. Who do men say that I am? And they began, amen, to say, some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're Elijah, some say you're John the Baptist. But now, amen, as they went a little bit further, he said, but now you've been walking with me for a while. Who do you say, amen, that I am? Oh, praise God. Now, if we go to church, amen, and we go to Bible study, praise God, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. But do you know who Jesus is? Praise God. You got to know this, this for yourself. This is a personal relationship between you and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, praise God. And when you say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior, praise God, you have made this thing personally. Praise God. Am I right? Praise God. So Jesus, he suffered, he bled, he died, amen, for the church. Amen. He went down into the grave and he come up with all power in his holy, righteous and everlasting hand. Look back at the grave and said, oh, grave, where are your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Praise God. Oh, and I thank God he didn't stop there, but he ascended back to glory, and he yet sitting on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty, yet making intercession for you and I. Praise God. Oh, thank God. And when he asked this question, who do you say that I am? And I want to ask the question today, amen, to our listeners. Who do you say Jesus is? I think that's a fair question. Am I right? Now, you say you know him. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, you go to church. Praise God. You say you praise him. You say you magnify him. You say you lift him up. Praise God. You say it is all about him. Amen. But do you know, amen, who he is? Praise God. And Jesus, praise, asked, amen, his disciples after the second question. And nobody can come up with the answer but one person. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You say, sometimes you ask people this question, and they say, well, I've been baptized. Been mean past tense. Praise God. But do you have the is baptism, praise God, of the Holy Spirit? Do it, the Holy Spirit is abiding in your life right now. This is what it's all about, praise God. Amen. Have Jesus come into your heart. Have he come, praise God, and made a change, praise God, in your life, praise God. And if he have give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. How many know, amen, that the kingdom of heaven is within us, praise God, because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. I'm glad today, amen, that Jesus, amen, give us that power. He give us the authority, praise God, to lay hands on the sick. He give us power. He give us authority to speak things as not as though they were. He give us power. He give us authority, amen, to trample on every devil, amen, and scorpions and imp and hell. You know, I just thank God, amen, that he paid it all. Praise God. And I'm glad, amen, that I'm on the Lord's side. Praise God. What about you today? Praise God. Can you, amen, go through criticism? Can you, amen, go through, amen, pain? Can you, amen, endure hardness today as a good soldier. Amen. Because, amen, when you're on the Lord's side, praise God, you have an enemy. And the devil do not like, amen, you and I. Amen. When you, amen, declare the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. But notice, amen, what the Lord said, amen, to Peter, praise God, in verse number 19, praise God. He said, amen, that I would give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth should be bound in heaven. And he said, whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth should be loosed in heaven. Praise God. Oh, he give it to you. Praise God. So now, amen, some prayers that he's not going to answer. Why? Because he have already give you the authority. He have already give you, amen, and I the power, amen, to speak it. Praise God. Amen. And thank God, amen. All we have to do is continue to look to him. Why, Bishop? Because he is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. There is no other God like thee. Oh, and besides him, there is no other God. Ain't you glad, amen, that he have given you the power, have given you authority, praise God. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Oftentimes, praise God, the enemy always want to come and try to shake us and try to move us off the rock. But Jesus is the solid rock in which we stand. And all of the sand is sinking sand, praise God. Oh, we may get buffeted. We may get knocked down, amen. But oh, he said, shake yourself, get up, and get back into the race, praise God, because he will always be right there, amen, because his hand, amen, we always can keep our hand in the winding chain. There is no, amen, other way, amen, but holding up the name of our Lord and Savior. And if we do that, everything will be all right, because he will turn our midnight into day. He will turn, praise God, a bad situation and make something good out of it, praise God. So it's good. So do you know, amen, who Jesus is, praise God. Now, this was before, amen, that the Lord went to the cross of Calvary, praise God, amen, because they was only followers. And out of 12, only one identified who Jesus was. Now, all 12 saw miracles. They saw him open up blinded eyes. They saw him fed 5,000 men, women, and children and turned around and did it for another 4,000. They saw him cast out devils. They saw him, praise God, make the lame walk, make the dumb speak, and the deaf hear, praise God. They was there to see all the miracles that our Lord and our Savior, amen, Jesus Christ done, amen. And he's the same God today. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, amen. And he have given us that power. He have given us the authority, amen, to do the same thing. He said, greater work, amen, that I done, that you will be able to do. Well, ain't that something? Oh, praise God. Look at the power and authority that God had placed in our hand, praise God. Will you take advantage of it today, praise God, and all we got to do, amen, is believe it. He said all things are possible if you only believe, praise God, and he will bring you out. He's bringing somebody out right now, praise God. Whatever you're going through right now in your life, in your personal life, in your family, praise God, whatever you're going through on your job, praise God, you can, amen, he'll give you the strength to go right through it. Amen. I often tell the church all the time, you don't have to stop nothing that you are going through. Amen. He gives us the strength, praise God, to go through it when you know who he is. Praise God. He will bring you out. Amen. He said the enemy will come at you one way, but he will have to flee. Why? Because you have that authority. Praise God. And when you have that hedge around you, amen, oh, the devil can't do you no harm. Praise God. Ain't you glad, amen, that you can walk with your head high? Praise God. And he will give you the divine favor. Why? Because you have the keys, amen, to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. You are ambassador today. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. He will strengthen you in every area of your life. Praise God. Oh, thank God. Amen. For our Lord and our Savior. Praise God. He paid it all. And I'm glad, amen, that the Lord, amen, he paid it all. Amen. Ain't God good? And he is so worthy to be praised. I bless his name. I thank God, amen. Oh, he's doing great things, amen, for the church, amen. And the church, amen, is time now, amen, as we ever need to preach and teach the gospel of our Lord and Savior, amen, to tell dying men and women and boys and girls that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's time now. Praise God. There's no time now to be watering down, amen, the word of God. Amen. The word, amen, is like a two-edged sword. It cut to the left and to the right and to the marrow of the bone. Praise God. Oh, this is what it's all about today. Amen. Because the wages of sin is still death. Praise God. But God, amen, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. He will bring you out. He loves you today. And he loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. The Father sent his Son, and the Son gave his life. Amen. For the sins of the whole world. Amen. The world have a problem with it. And truth is very narrow-minded, amen. I tell the church all the time, 2 + 2 = 4, I don't care where you go. Praise God, that don't change. If you go to Russia, 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, if you go to China, 2 + 2 = 4. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, oh, come on, help me somebody, come unto the Father but by me. Amen. He says, so upon this rock I will build my church. Notice how Jesus made it personal. He said, my church. Amen. The church belonged to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. He suffered. He bled. He died. Amen. The church belonged to our Lord and Savior. Amen. He shed his blood. And there is a fountain filled with blood flows from Emmanuel's vein. Praise God. So you got to know who he is today. I can talk about him all day and all night. Amen. And all year. Why? Because I know what he have done for me. I know what he have brought me from. Praise God. What about you today? Praise God. You got to know, amen, who Jesus is. Amen, amen. It's all about him today. Praise God. And when you, amen, hold up the bloodstained banner, praise God, he will show up and he'll show out in your life. I double dare somebody, amen, listen to me today. Amen. If you hold up, he will show up. Amen. He did it back then. He'll doing the same thing now. Praise God. I don't care what the world say. Praise God. Everything that the world, amen, say, amen, against the word of God. God say don't do. The world say do. Praise God. Now, who are you going to believe? Amen. But I thank God that the Lord is the author and the finisher of my faith. What about you today? Praise God. What about you? Do you believe he'll make a way out of no way? Do you believe he'll open doors that is closed in your face? Do you believe that he'll turn a negative into a positive? Do you believe he'll turn a bad situation and make some good out of it? Do you believe, praise God, he'll bless your marriage? Do you believe he'll bless your relationship? Do you believe, praise God, he'll make your enemies behave? Praise God. If you wait on him, amen, and be of good courage. He said, wait, I say, praise God. And he will, amen, give you the desires of your heart. He's giving it to somebody right now. Why? Amen. Because he's opening up your blinded eyes and unstopping deaf ears. Because he said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Praise God, amen. He said, his word will not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Praise God. And the Lord is doing, amen, and doing it now. The word is in the atmosphere, and it's destroying yokes, praise God, on our behalf. Praise God. He's healing bodies, amen. He's touching, amen, souls, praise God. Why? Amen. Because he's, amen, he's moving by his spirit, amen, and destroying the yokes, praise God. Even your unsaved loved ones, praise God. If you just turn them over to our Lord and our Savior, amen. Put them in, amen, the Lord's hand, praise God. He can do something with it, amen. Now, we'll sit there and we'll worry about it, amen, and complain, praise God. And how many know that worryation is a sin, praise God? But if you turn it over to the Lord, amen, and put it into his hand. He'll work it out. And then we have to learn how, amen, say, Lord, now help me to accept what you allow, praise God. And you may not like the way he do it, praise God, but if you put it in his hand, amen, and leave it there, he's going to give you that comfort. He will give you that peace, praise God, to let you know everything will be all right. Am I right? Oh, God bless you today. Amen. God is a good God, praise God. So he said, upon this rock I will build my church. But do you know who Jesus is? And he is, amen, the Savior of the whole world, praise God. It's not but one, praise God. I was talking, amen, with some moments one time, and praise God, and they was talking, they started off talking about Jesus, praise God, and I was amening and going right along. Long as they talking truth, I go right along with you, amen, and all religion have some truth in it. But then he say, turn over to page something there, and I turn, and he said about Joseph Smith and all this. I say, stop right there. I say, now you're going to cross and mix people up. I say, because we don't have but one Savior of the world. Praise God. And Jesus is the Savior of the world. Praise God. But Joseph Smith, God gave him a vision. I say, God give many men vision. He give Moses one. Praise God. Oh, praise God. He done give me one. But I'm not the Savior of the world. Come on now, help me somebody. Amen. But Jesus is, amen, the Savior of the world today. There is no God like thee. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen, that Jesus is Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word that came from Bishop Porter today. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I will give, and I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And the keys of the kingdom of heaven, what is the keys that he's talking about? That he gave you the authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. And then in St. Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. And then when I thought about, I give unto you the keys, and if you don't recognize what kind of keys he's talking about, just like you cannot go into someone else's house and use your own house key, you have to have the right keys to open the right door, and you have to recognize what keys it is that he gave unto you. You got to recognize the authority and the power that he has given you. And then it reminded me about the story in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, about the Shunammite woman. And then, you know, a lot of time we hear the story, but a lot of thought came into my mind that even though the story about the Shunammite woman, she saw that the man of God needed something, and she decided she's going to make a provision. But it's not, we're going beyond the provision. And then when the man of God, seen how the faithfulness and the word came for, there is no child. And then he called for her and asked the question, because I was researching, then he asked her the question. And he said to her, when he called her, he called her and he said to her, and he said about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou a man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. Now, he spoke the word. She knew who he was, a man of God. She recognized that he is the what? The man of God. And even though she recognized, she was giving honor to who he is. She gave honor to the gift because apparently she knew about the miracles that he had performed. So the word came saying what? Around this time, this season, you shall produce. Produce what? You know, and a lot of times we know he was talking about a natural child, but what is your child today? See, what is precious to you? What is it God has promised you? And when things go topsy-turvy, when we read further down, when the child became sick and the child passed away, and the thing about it is because the word was spoken, and the word of God cannot lie. When God promised you something, it is what God says. And then the enemy, we want to say the enemy of death came in to steal what God had promised her. So she said, well, you know what? Let me find a man of God. And that was it. She recognized that I'm going to keep silent. I'm keeping silent because you got to be careful how you react to what's going on in your life. She kept silent. Why? And she went and found the man of God. And she was, imagine the man of God see her coming and send someone before, but she just kept on going. Because sometime when the storm is all around you, you got to be careful. You use your keys carefully. You cannot just speak foolishness out of your mouth. You cannot just speak anything out of your mouth just because of the circumstances. Because what? When you speak out of circumstances and you react to the situation, you can mess up the miracle God has for you. So she kept that word, and she just knew, I need to hit the man of God because I recognize that who he is, and I'm giving honor. And when you read further down, she what? She went down and she grabbed onto his feet. In other words, she gave honor. She recognized. She submitted herself. She was worshiping God. See, it's not so much the man, but the God who he represents. And she was representing, she was just worshiping God. Can you start worshiping God no matter what's going on? Can you worship him? And then when God hid it from him, that tells me something, not everything. See, because she wasn't speaking like a foolish woman now. She knew what she was expecting. She was just holding on to the promise. And then on verse 27 of 2 Kings, verse 4, 27, and when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet, and Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord had hid it from me and had not told me. And then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Oh, she said, did I not tell you, don't deceive me, don't lie to me? Why? Because her husband was old. She passed time, and she said, you know what? Don't say something. In other words, don't deceive me. You know, you give me something, then you take it back. And you know that God is not like that. When God promised you something, he does not take it back. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He tried to take back what God has given you. He tried to interfere. Now, we're not going to say he tried to take it back. He tried to interfere in the process. But he's a liar today. And the key is what she was. She's believed. Her keys was faith. Her keys was the word that was spoken. Her keys was God is who he said he is. The keys was she believed that what the man of God has spoken over her life. She believed what that it was not a lie. So when it comes to, you know, the keys, it is so important today to use the right keys. It is so important to pay attention and stay focused today. Stay focused. I don't care what else has happened. It seemed like the rain, the sky just opened up and things start going all around. But God wants us to stay focused today. She was focused because she needed the answer. When you need an answer from the Lord, you cannot pay attention to that foolishness all around you, because that's the enemy's job, is to bring the A and B and C and D all around you. But you got to remember and stay focused. Why? Because I need an answer from the Lord. I'm seeking him right now. Lord, you told me to call upon you and you will hear me. And I need some answer. I need some direction. Why? Because I need to know what to do next. And when you stay focused on what God has promised you, when you stay focused on the promise, because God is an unlimited God, there's nothing too hard for him. And the thing about it is, when she said, did I not say, do not deceive me, we should take that as an example. Say, you know, when things happen, God, you promise, and you're not like man that you should lie. You promise it, and I'm believing in your word. And remember now, he gave you the power to tread upon serpent and scorpion. He gave you the power. You got the power. You got the power to speak only things that's going to bring forth life. You got the power to speak life today. And she could have complained now, because a lot of times we go ahead and we start complaining, and we don't know that God is setting us up for a blessing. We don't know that he's working it out for us. We don't know that he is working it out. We are already a winner. We are already a winner today. And then the man of God went now, and he did perform the miracle. See, I tell you, when you stay focused on what God said, watch him move just for you. Watch him turn it around for your good. Watch him let the devil back up on you. I tell you, I'm so encouraged today to know that he gave us the keys, and the keys, we can use it. He gave us authority, dominion, and power over all the power of the enemy, and he gave us the most power is to use the word of God. Use the word of God and stand on him today, and with him, you can make it. You can do all things. He done it before you before. He can do it again. Sometimes I just reflect on where God has brought me from. I reflect on where how he has blessed. And he did it then, he can do it now. Nothing is too hard for him to do. But she prayed and she worshiped. And when in a time when you feel distraught, just start worshiping him. Just start praising him. Just start to let him know how awesome he is. Why? Because you know you're praising. You're changing the atmosphere all around you. You're taking focus of the hurricane. You're taking focus of the snowstorm. You're taking focus of the hailstorm. You know that weather that's going up north now, all that snow and all that wind and all this and that that's going on. Think about what's going on around you right now. Don't put focus on that, but keep your eyes on what it is you're seeking God for, because he's right there waiting for you. Because the word let us know, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men what God has in store for them that love him. And when you continue to read the story, I tell you, life came for. So what is your child today? What is your petition before the Lord? What is it today? Is it your husband today? That could be your child that is precious to your heart. And what is it today? Know that God is not like man. He don't say, okay, because you're bad today, I won't do this, or because you're naughty or nice, you know. But God blesses you. When you get it right with him, he blesses you. And I like one thing I praise God for, that he is not like men. He don't lie.
He does not lie. He cannot lie. He is the truth. He is the word. He is all things today. He is all things today. And so we ought to just bless him and worship him today, because God is worthy to be praised. So today, when you look up, you can look up. And God wants us, as people of God, to pay attention to things that's going on. Recognize what spirit it is. Recognize when the devourer coming in. Recognize today. Stay focused on what God is saying. Pay attention so you will not go backward. He wants us to continue to go forward now. We must press towards the mark. Keep going forward. Keep going forward. No matter what may come your way, no matter how broken you are, keep going forward and bless the Lord at all times. Bless him. You say, well, it's just said. I know what you mean. It's not easy, but sometimes you got to just say, Lord, I praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Anyhow, I thank you for bringing me through, because it let me know if you keep on pressing and you don't allow persecution, you don't allow trials and tests to come to cause you to separate from the love of God. What is it may come up your way? You lose your job? Well, that separate you from God. This woman of God, she was stayed focused. The Shunammite woman, she stayed focused. When you want it bad enough, you'll stay focused to the word of God. You will hold on to the word of God. And I'm reminded of so many great testimony when people went to the doctor and the doctor say one thing, but they did not believe the report of what the doctor said. They believe the report of the Lord. So sometimes you got to go beyond what you're hearing. You got to go beyond what you're seeing with your own natural eye. You got to go beyond what the naysayer is saying and believe on the word of God. Reflect on the word of God. Bring the word of God back to your remembrance where God had brought forth them promises. Remember, the promises is yea, hallelujah. Remember, the promises is yea. Remember, the promises is for now. Remember, you got to step up in faith. You got to stand on the word of God like the woman did, the Shunammite woman did. She believed the word. She believed what God said. She know that God is not an Indian giver, y'all. She know that, hey, he made me all happy and I'm dancing and he lifted up my sorrow, because it was just me and my old husband. Oh, come on. There was no laughter around us. He bring forth that joy in us, because children, what? Bring forth laughter. He renew your youth like the eagle. I don't care. You were just saying, man, we just perishing here. But let God bring some new life and new blood around you. And you'll start getting happy. And you'll start feeling young again. Why? Because God bring that joy in their life. And he's not a God that he would bring the joy, then take it away. I'll tell you. So pay attention today and just hold on to the promise. Hold on to the promise. And there's another woman that said the same thing, Sarah. I tell you. Are you serious? You know how God be shocking you. Are you serious? Are you for real? Don't fool me. You go to the car dealer, you got it. You don't even believe it yourself, and they tell you you got the vehicle. Oh, that you may got the house. And you say, is this for real? Is this for real? Even when you're driving, even when you're walking in, you still ain't got it until it starts sinking in. It is for real. It is yours. Everything that God has promised you, it is yours today. So know that he gave you the authority and the power. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Remember, St. Luke, the 10th chapter, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Remember now, that's the keys. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. When it hurts you, it's because you take the focus off of who is the creator of all things. When it hurts you, it's because you allow your emotion to step in and you start walking into that poor me, poor me, poor me. Oh, come on, y'all. We need to rise and shine and give God the glory. And you know what? You got to prophesy to your own self. Body, line up to the word of God. Body, be healed right now. Finance, line up to the word of God. Food, we thank God for the food in the house now. You got to speak them things now. And you know what? It works. You hear over the New Year's that prayer club put it in your wallet, and God say what? You will never lack. My cup runneth over. Why? Because you're holding on to the word, that word, that promise, that word, that promise. Believe it, receive it, grab a hold of it. It doesn't matter what the answer was before. You're looking for what? A right now answer. At this time, this season, you shall walk into the blessing. So be encouraged and know that with God you can do all things today. Know that He is working it out for your good even right now. And the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. It is my strength. It's helped me to keep going on. It helps me to do what? Laugh. I tell you, Tuesday night, we laughed. It was like a medicine. I tell you, God was making us laugh. I tell you, and letting us know, be pacific. Hallelujah. Be pacific. Oh, my God. Be pacific. I want me a what? This. I want me a red what dress? I want me a blue what dress? I want me a blue what shoe? Guys, you know what you be asking God for. But you know, ladies, you say, Lord, I want this, 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 and that. But I tell you, let me know, be pacific. You don't want the wrong thing to come up now. I tell you. So God brought for that little laughter and that joy in everyone last on Tuesday night. I tell you, it was a laughter right there. But you know what? It lets you know, even though you may be going through, God is still working it out for your good today. I tell you, He knows what's best for you. And like we said, when God tried to put you in one direction now, remember I said, God is what? Directing you. Not you what? Directing the Lord. Oh, come on now. God is what? Directing you. God is what? Speaking to you. God is what? Telling you what to do. So follow the instruction today, because He knows the heart of what? Every man. He knows what's in the inside. See, man look on the outside, but God look on the inside. And I tell you, the inside is more of a diamond than the outside. So take your focus off the outer, what it may look like or what it appear to be, and know that you are a winner today, Sister Diane. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, God is an awesome God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. That was an awesome word from Bishop Porter and Pastor Sharon Bonds. I tell you, God is good. I like, you know, staying focused on what it is that you're supposed to do. It's like, I wrote down what is built, and it says to construct or erect, to form by combining material or parts. What are we building? When you look at yourself, because we are the church, we are the church, and the outside is the building that housed the Holy Spirit within it. And when Pastor Sharon just mentioned about the diamond being inside, where is God? He is inside of us. So you know what? When the inside of us is cleaned up, the outside begins to shine. And with the outside shining, because, you know, when you put that diamond in the, when the light hit the diamond, how it get all those sparkles and everything, and you look around and, you know, you see the effect. So with the word being inside of you, it have no choice but to come out of you.
You know, what is it that you're building on? Are you building on the word of God, or are you building on faulty promises from what false prophet and false teaching has come upon you? You know, he said in Matthew 16, "And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." And we are a lot of people thinking that the church is the church building. But it's not the church building, it's us within ourselves. How is it that we allow people to come and tear down our church, tear down our confidence, tear down the word of God when you know fully well what the word of God said? Because you know what? When God reveals stuff to us, and then, you know, when he said making the promises, you heard Pastor Sharon talk about the promises. And we have a tendency allowing the enemy to come in and say, oh, no, it ain't so. Look how long it is. It ain't so. But the devil is a liar because you know what? He said, write it down, make it plain. And he said, his word shall not return to him void. So you know what? You speak to yourself. You encourage yourself. So therefore, what are you doing? You building yourself up. You building that spirit man up. Sometimes you need to be encouraged. Sometimes you need to spend time with God in order for it to, you know, for it to be built up. And it's so awesome. And I did enjoy myself on Bible study night. And who said you can't have fun in God? I tell you, I was having fun. Because, you know, my apostle, she messed with me greatly. But you know what? I know why she do it. She know I'm a person that loves to laugh. So she say stuff and do stuff to make you laugh. You can't be around her where, you know, you all sulking. She ain't even having that. Not even looking a hot mess. Do you understand what I mean? And I mean a hot mess in God. I tell you, I laugh because you know what? It brings me back to each and every promise that God allowed me at the present time to remember, to take hold, trust, build up. He said the word is not going to return to him void. So you know what? Speak to yourself in this day and time. Whatever the man or woman of God said to you, that was the stepping stone. That was the stepping stone. Because you know when you're building a house, you got to lay the foundation. But before you lay the foundation now, you got to take and you got to clear that land. When you clear that land, I mean clearing all that stuff that is in you, which means you got to ask God to root up, pluck up everything that is not of him inside of you and begin to create every new thing inside the body, inside the heart, and it first starts with the heart. And I'm not talking about the heart that, you know, everybody look at in your chest. I'm talking the heart being in your mind because that's the foundation right there. After all that stuff been cleared away, the land been cleared away, now you're going to begin to lay that foundation. And you can't lay a foundation on sand, on sinking sand, as the word say. So you got to just begin to build little by little. You build that foundation in God. And I'm talking about you. You yourself. Make sure every beam is in place. Every pipe is laid straight. I mean, every wood, every nail. Because you know what? When the inspector comes in, the inspector gonna come and say, okay, well, this nail is out of place. You were supposed to put it a few inches over. Because God said when he come back, he coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. So guess what? If that nail is out of place, what you think going to happen? What do you think going to happen? So you know what? We need to ask God. Because sometimes you put a nail in the wrong place and you say, Lord, did I put it in the right place? Can you help me out? You have sense enough to go to the Creator, to ask the one that laid the plan out fully. Did I do this here right? Am I doing this here right, Lord? I need your help. What foundation are you building on today? What foundation? He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. He said he will build my church. So you know what? Each and every time he built a church in us, because we are the church, guess what? We're also supposed to go out there and help somebody else. Help them clear the land, because we all are not perfect. Help them clear the land. Help them to begin to build a foundation for themselves, that they can trust in the God that you serve in and know that he's a God that provides everything for us. He created, he shall be able to give it to us. But do we trust and believe that he is a God that can do that? Do we trust and believe that he will do that? It's a building or edifice is a structure with a roof and walls standing more or less permanently. We are the walls. Our head is the roof. Our head is the roof because you know what? Everything starts in the mind. That's where it starts. Ain't nothing can move without that mind telling it to move. I can't talk without the mind already done sending message saying for me to talk. So begin to speak to yourself in this day and time. Speak to your situation. Speak life into your situation. God is an awesome God. He didn't bring us here for us to suffer. He didn't say we're not going to go through stuff. But how can we go through stuff? You know, we won't be able to help somebody else if we see somebody else going through something. We have to go through what it is because God always plays people in your path that going through the same thing that you went through. So guess what? With your testimony and how you came through, you can help that person. And sometimes people don't want you to know that they're going through. And they've been praying, and it just so happens that the person come, you in conversation with the person, and the same questions that you was asking God, guess what? He used the person right there to give you the answer without you even open up your mouth and say, I'm going through this. Building. I'm going to tell you, before I even came into this ministry, I've been into this ministry now a little over 10 years. And you have faith, but how much faith it is that you have. And I thank God for Pastor Sharon just even encouraging me, talking to me, brought me into the ministry. And that was the seed. Now, she was the person that dug up that ground for me and put that seed inside it. And guess what? The apostle just came and just continued watering it, just continued watering it and watering it. And I thank God. How much of us can say that somebody doing this for us or care enough about us to bring us into the knowledge of God? How much? This is what leaders do, true leaders that works for God. They encourage, they build you up. And when you're wrong, guess what? They chastise you too, just like God chastised them. So you know what? Stay focused and build on the word of God. Stay focused, build on that word of God. Trust and believe every promise that he say he's going to give you. You shall receive. You're the only one that can abort it. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can tune in also to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit, and you can listen to each and every segment that was put out there. So don't be greedy. Just go ahead and share it with someone else. I tell you, you can find it on Facebook, go to Blog Talk Radio, copy the link, because you know we're all in the electronic age now. So come on, even text the link to somebody else now, okay? We don't even have to write it down, but for those that don't have, you know, the phone at the present time, go ahead and share it. Even tell them about it. You know, you might go out there and see somebody in need. You know, tell them about it. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. So if you would like to come and fellowship with us, whether it be church, regular church service, or Bible study, that address is 31325CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325CR437. Also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. And on Sundays, it's at 1 p.m. On Tuesday night, it's at 6 p.m. You can also send your donations to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So then, be blessed and tune in tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
Let's go.
Let's go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let's go.
Just let God.